I don't know all the particulars, but we just found a video of the crew from Star Trek, Kirk and Uhura and Chekhov. They're all watching the Miley Cyrus video performance when she was with what's his name in the
Blurred Line.
Yeah, Blurred Line.
Now, if it used to be, if you were marooned on a desert island, you would have a list of records or books or something you would want with you.
Yeah.
Now all it would be was
internet
access to the internet, right?
Good Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, that's all you'd want, right? You'd be happy.
You know, you could get your GPS locator and have Amazon deliver you anything you needed.
The battery's dead on my phone now. Now I'm ready to kill myself on this desert island.
You just have the professor invent one of those things with the bamboo bicycle. You know,
coconuts and lemons, and you got yourself a battery power. I actually saw a guy that invented inserts for your shoes that, as you're walking, generate recharge power for your cell phones, for your iPhone.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool idea. All right, so you know how frustrating it is when you go to a restaurant and it's got that claw game. You know, you drop a dollar in and you run the hand.
Trying to get the little teddy bear or whatever.
Yeah, and the claw drops down and it picks it up for about a third of a second.
Yeah.
And then it drops it and, you know.
Does anybody ever win that game?
Well, the problem is that your kids are it's, that game is like a magnet for kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So mom and dad could give the kids $5 for something that costs 59 cents.
And here's the problem. There was a restaurant that had one, and my daughter, can we play for this? And I said, okay, let me try. And I got her a little pink teddy bear. And I was the hero. I couldn't have been a better father if I had saved her from a burning building at that moment. All right? The first try, I got the little pink teddy bear.
Do it again.
But and then
she believes the claw game always gives gifts on the first try now.
And now every time we go somewhere that has a claw game, if I got a couple bucks, we'll play it. And it's always disappointing because I've never replicated
It's like winning the first time you gamble.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you think, oh, this is easy, no problem.
Little kid in Fort Lauderdale, Florida decided to get a little revenge on this horrible, frustrating claw game. Now, there's no indication where the parents were. I want to know where the parents were. But the story is, lost, you know, they played the game, lost. She crawled up into the prize chute.
Yeah, that's happened before. It's big enough for small children to crawl into, yeah.
Well, not only did she crawl up into the prize chute to get what she wanted, this little inventive kid started handing out the stuffed teddy bears to anybody that walked by.
She didn't get stuck.
No, she reached up in there and started grabbing stuff and handing it out to people.
I think this is great.
Look, you're a winner.
They're all winners now.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Everybody's a winner. All right, so that's, of course, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, here's the story I was trying to find, and the reason I couldn't find it a minute ago is I put it in a different stack. For all of you who are alcoholics, this story is for you. Powdered liquor has just been approved by the U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau.
So it's like Tang, only it's alcoholic.
That is exactly right.
Nice.
It's called Palcohol. The website has got a lot of suggestions for things like Rum Runners, Cosmopolitans, Kamikaze, Mojitos, Lemon Drops. You add water, bada boom, bada bing, you got a tasty adult beverage. They've pointed out, yes, you can snort it. Oh, God. And you'll get drunk almost instantly because the alcohol will be absorbed into your bloodstream through your nose.
Why would you buy this instead of regular alcohol? Is it cheaper in some way?
Okay. Hey, here's why. You're going to a sporting event.
Uh-huh.
They pat you down. Uh-huh. I see you tried to sneak in a flask. Well, yes, I did. You can hide powder so much easier.
And just pour it into your bottle of water, and all of a sudden you have whatever. Okay.
There it is. That's exactly why. They've started getting some attention. They've decided that it was too over the top and potentially dangerous, and they have changed some of their marketing. The powder is expected to be in stores in the fall. If you're interested, you should probably buy in bulk because there's no way this stuff's going to stay legal very long. I'm just telling you. They're going to outlaw this because people are going to snort it. People are going to do something stupid. They're going to have a car crash. Their brains are going to explode. And the authorities are going to come in and go, oh, look, you're an idiot. So
but
we're going
to
create a law.
It's supposed to be illegal. Snorting alcohol before driving that gets you just
anything.
Drunk, that's not allowed.
There's been a lot of interesting ways people have consumed alcohol. There were the alcohol oxygen bars.
Yep,
you know where they vaporized it and snorted it up your nose.
I think I told you this story back in high school. we went to a football game on a fan bus, and the one of the guys got inventive, didn't want to sneak a bottle of booze on the bus, so he injected a bunch of apples with brandy.
Yeah.
So you take a bite out of it. It was all brown inside, and the smell just wafted everywhere. That was the bad thing. The smell wafted everywhere. And
sure.
Everybody realized everybody's what
hammered.
What was going on.
Then there were the champagne consuming it not in your mouth but the other end. I've never heard of this. Oh, yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Don't look at me like you've never tried it, Tom. I've never even
heard of it.
Sure, we'll go with that. 26-year-old Carlos Cooper Jr. lives in Michigan City, Indiana, and on Thursday morning, he swerved his truck to avoid a pothole, lost control, and crashed into a restaurant. Fortunately, no one was hurt. He managed to walk away. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Right? Less than 15 hours later, he was walking along some railroad tracks, talking on his cell phone, and got hit by a train. He was taken to the hospital, where he is in serious condition but expected to live. At that point, don't you think that you might be thinking, okay, God, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here in my house. Everything's good. I'm just going to sit here and I'd be a monk for a while until something. Nope.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-mm.
A quick look at the news.
I promise you one good joke in this segment. That's all I can promise. Just one. That's all I can promise you. It was a rough weekend. We have to figure out
which one it is?
Yes. Yes, you do. All right, here we go. Doctors could not reattach the package of rapper Andre Johnson after he cut it off. Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
So now he'll need a new rap name. Unfortunately, Too Short. It's already taken.
That's not it. No, don't laugh. That's not it.
No, that's not the good joke. The first photos from the set of the new Star Wars movie have surfaced. Kind of hazy. I mean, all you can really make out is this bloated, scaly creature, which means it's either Jabba the Hutt or Carrie Fisher.
I can see that one coming a mile away.
That's not it. No. Okay. All right. Let's see. What about this one? While greeting school children last week, Pope Francis let two kids take a ride in the Popemobile. Then he kicked them out when they kept changing his radio presets.
That's not bad. That's better.
All right, better. According to a recent poll, Scotland is closer than ever to having a majority support for independence from the UK. Of course, all that could get in the way now is if Vladimir Putin suddenly decided he wanted it. No?
Still waiting.
All right, okay. Portland flushed 38 million gallons of water after a man peed in a reservoir. Now, let me see if I get this straight. This is the same city full of stoners who go months without washing their hair in order to have dreadlocks, right?
I saw that story last week. Why do you have to flush it all out for one guy taking a leak? I mean, why is that?
Do you want to drink pee water?
No, but wouldn't it?
I mean, I can make that happen
if
you like.
There's enough gallons there to make it diffuse out, so it wouldn't matter.
Really?
What?
How?
It would matter to me.
You drink more crap in your water than just that.
I drink filtered or bottled water.
Ah.
All right. According to a new study, Chicago is the funniest city in the United States. Chicago came out on top thanks to a great joke they pulled off, convincing America that Barack Obama would be a decent president. Huh? No?
Yeah, that would be funny for half of the listening audience.
Okay, all right. Last but not least, let's try this one on and see if this might be the joke that I was talking about. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Mexico, and it was so powerful.
How powerful was it?
The country split open, and candy fell out.
Yes, that was it.
Was that it? Okay.
There you go. Right. That was it. Please, as you know, please use the information we've contained for good and not for evil.
Domino's Pizza introduces its new Pizza Season Specialty Chicken. And also new from Domino's, it's the Octopan Pizza. Octopan Pizza. Picture one hot and fresh pizza on top of another pizza. Then on top of that is another pizza. That pizza's topped with another pizza. And the pizza on top of that has another pizza on top of it. Then that pizza has a pizza on top of that. And on top of that pizza is another pizza. All topped with a pizza. Octopan Pizza.
Plus, you can add breadsticks and a 32-ounce Pepsi for only a penny more. Only from Domino's.
Also, try Domino's new Extreme Octopan Pizza. The exact same product, but with the word extreme in the name.
Well, then make mine extreme.
Domino's.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.